Hey everybody, Jared here with Cigar Federation, IPCPR 2016 in Las Vegas. I'm here with Carson from Sereno Cigar Company. How's it going today, Carson?
Doing very well.
Yeah. All right. We're going to let him go over the line here. Some of you may not have heard of them yet. I've reviewed almost all of them on the site so far, but we'll let Carson go through them and give you a little bit about the company.
Okay.
I can hold it for you.
Okay, cool. This is the Sereno Royale line. We introduced four different blends. All of our blends come from the renowned La Corona factory in Esteli, Nicaragua, master blended by Omar Gonzalez Alamon. He has two different people he produces for us, the Sereno Cigar Company and HR, Hirochi Rabana. The four different blends we're starting off with is our Connecticut, the Medio, our Maduro, and then the Maduro XX. All of our cigars contain 5.5 year age tobacco from Omar's farm in Esteli and Jalapa. All of the wrappers are from Omar's farm in Ecuador. The Connecticut is an Ecuadorian shade-grown Connecticut. The Medio is a Habano Claro wrapper. And then the two Maduro wrappers are 2 year age slow fermented Habano Escuro wrappers from the Habano 2000 seed. Never fermented at higher than 120 degrees in the Paloon, slow and steady. Give it that dark chocolate wrapper. And then I'll go over a little bit about the blend profiles. The Connecticut, it's a really unique Connecticut. It's mild, but it gets up to the medium body. It has within it a lot of graham cracker, vanilla, and then on the retrohale, a nice white pepper kind of retrohale to it. The Medio, it's very unique. It's something we wanted to create. It's medium body through and through. That Habano Claro wrapper, it's a nice medium-bodied wrapper. It's got graham cracker oats, a lot of cedar, but not a drying-out cedar. When I think about cedar, more of that when you're like kind of cracking cedar, when you splint cedar, it's got that vanilla notes to it. So vanilla, a little bit of oak. It stays very nice, medium-bodied all the way through. The Maduro line with the Habano Escuro wrappers, it's got some pepper. It's got some punch to it. A nice bit of power behind it. I'd say some black pepper, a little bit of white pepper, hints of earth and leather to it as well. And then when you go over to the Maduro XX, it's a more refined Maduro than the regular Maduro. We wanted to hit all bases for our smokers. The Maduro XX still has got a little bit of pepper, but it's more refined. It's got earth, leather, and then some nice dark chocolate notes to it. And all the way through, those blend profiles kind of stay true, but they change a little bit. On that back third, you get a little bit more sweetness and a rich tobacco feel to it as well. So those are all the different blend profiles. Another unique aspect about our cigars, we really believe in pre-aging them. We're not going to send out anything that, you know, rolled 6 weeks ago. All of these were rolled in 2014 from the 2014 production, sat in the La Corona aging room, so they have about 2.5 years of aging pre-release. So all the certificates of authenticity state that they were from the 2014 production, then packaged in 2016. And that's why at the bottom we said crafted to perfection, because we truly feel strongly about this brand, and it's one we're really excited to be releasing to retail stores. So,
and the I've reviewed, I believe, all but the Medio so far. And one thing I said about every single one of them was the burn, the ash, and the construction were dead on every cigar I smoked. This Connecticut is by far my favorite of them. Probably my top five Connecticuts from the ones I smoke. So that's pretty hard to get up because I've started smoking a lot of Connecticuts lately. The other three blends, they pack a little more power than I tend to like. Flavors were good. Flavors were there. And there were no issues, but I'm not a Logan, no La Hero for breakfast. I like them a little calmer, but apparently that's the way they're blended.
Yeah. Yep, so. Absolutely, and that's what we were going for. You know, we really wanted to cover our bases. The Connecticut and the Medio are, you know, lighter to medium, and they stay true to that. And then we wanted to have some blends that really packed a punch. And then the XX, which was very refined as well, still had a lot of body and strength to it, but had some good flavor profiles as well. And a little bit more about Omar before he opened up his shop in Nicaragua. He was the general manager and master blender for the La Corona factory in Havana, Cuba. From the 70s to about mid-90s, he was blending for Romeo y Julieta, Cuaba, Por Laranja, and then some different Monte Cristos. So he's got a lot of prestige to him. He came to Nicaragua, wanted his own farms and factories, and as aforementioned before, he opened up his three farms in the La Corona factory out of Esteli.
Well, there's a lot of information for you there on a newer cigar line to the industry. So you can go online and check out my reviews on CigarFederation.com. Can't deny the hospitality here. Some nice Woodford Reserve, which I put down so I wouldn't spill it during the interview. Some good cigars and a great time. So if you want to learn some more about Sereno cigars, go check them out on the site or online and find some more pictures and plenty of information on CigarFederation.com.